April 14th, justified? But Abraham said, Child, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. Luke 16:25. The Pharisees were lovers of money, Luke says in verse 14. So Jesus addresses that here. Jesus says they could be lovers of money because they justified their sin to themselves. As a for instance, Jesus points out how they had twisted the law to justify the unfaithfulness of divorce in their marriages. It was because of the ability to play these games they could love money. They had quite a knack for justifying sin. So do we. They did, and we do, because we play the short game. We look at today, maybe even tomorrow, and if we're really great planners, we work life for the 5-year plan or retirement. That's not long enough if you want to quit justifying your sinful lifestyles and choices. Jesus points out that there is a price to be paid for short-sighted justification and eternity of torment in exchange for your momentary pleasures. Can you honestly justify what you're doing today in the light of eternity? I heard someone say recently, choose wisely what you do today. You are exchanging a day of your life for it. Pray about sin you may have blinded yourself to with justifications, and ask God to give you eyes for eternity.